So thank you all for coming and supporting and being part of the concert tonight. So we have, we've got about seven things we're going to do tonight. It's a very eclectic mix, and at several points tonight, I have to admit the rehearsal experience has made me think that perhaps I had moved in the realm, I'd moved from trusting the Lord your God into tempting the Lord your God. However, God is good all the time. So no matter how it comes out, God is going to be with us tonight, and it will be joyful, stupendous, and occasionally just stupefying, I suspect. So first off, we're going to have a brass number, so I'm going to ask the guys to come up. We're going to do, we've had a lot of great brass players walking through the village, and I'm delighted to say that some of you might have heard about them. I bought a tuba on eBay last week for July 4th, and the tuba arrived today, and it does, in fact, work. So delighted that we'll have a tuba for July 4th. So the first thing, the brass group is going to play a sort of jazzy version of Swing Low. One of the highlights of my time at Holden Village last year and this year, one of the top highlight, is getting to work with Ron Pangborn, an unbelievable musician, percussionist, and most importantly, just super nice, Christian-centered guy. And he has taught me a ton, and he's going to come sing us a song.
Evening. How y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
This is John on piano. All right, so earlier, I've been working in the media ministry, and one of the things Carol has been asking me to do is some archival stuff, putting together some talks from a long time ago, and I've been working on this stuff from as far back as 1974. And one of the things that I was working on was a whole series of about 48 minutes worth of Wes Preeb jokes. Yeah, you can only imagine. Some of you have probably heard all 48 minutes of them, you know? So anyway, so this is the Native American portion of our program, and I thought I'd start this, throw my little thing out here with a Wes Priebe joke that I heard. He tells a story about taking a hike up to Heart Lake. Thank you. And sees this teepee way off in the distance, and he walks and he gets closer and closer and closer to this teepee, and he sees this Indian chief having breakfast. Thinks, well, I'm going to go up and ask this guy what he's having. So he kind of walks up to the teepee, and he says, hey, chief, how? Chief says, scrambled. That was one of the better ones, actually. I'm not even going to go with the Oli and, what is it, Oli and whatever jokes. No, thank you, thank you. All right, this is a wonderful song written by a guy named Daniel Ruiz. The thing I like about it is it's written in the Ojibwe language, or at least portions of it are. The Ojibwe language is possibly one of the oldest, if not the oldest, spoken tongue in North America. And the chorus, which I'm going to teach you all. Y'all woke up this morning, didn't know you were going to learn Ojibwe. This is how the chorus goes. The words are Pasagwig, Pasagwig, Pasagwig Yezu. Can you say that with me? Pasagwig. Pasagwig Yezu. Now, I'm guessing that the Yezu probably has a little more Jesuit influence than Ojibwe, but it's there. And the chorus goes like this. Pasagwig, 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 Yezu. Pasagwig, 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 Yezu. Would you sing that with me? Pasagwig, Pasagwig. Pasagwig Yezu. One more time. Pasagwig. Pasagwig. Pasagwig Yezu. That's kind of a warrior's call. What it means is stand. Stand and be with us. Stand and be with us, Jesus. We are all called to the priesthood. We are all called to be prayer warriors. Stand and be with us. The songs, Megwich Kichi Manitou. Thank you, great God. Megwich Kichi Manitou. The four winds are your breath. The rains, they are the tears from your eyes. Megwich Kichi Manitou. The stars, they speak your name. The rainbow is your promise in the sky. Come on, y'all. Pasagwi, 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 Yezu. Pasagwi, Pasagwi, Pasagwi. Yezu. Megwich Kichi Manitou, creation shows your face, your mercy to each color, tongue, and tribe. Megwich Kichi Manitou, for the sunlight of your grace, come to us and open up our eyes. Pasagwig. Pasagwig, Yezu. Pasagwig, stand and be with us, Jesus. Pasagwig, Pasagwig, Yezu. Yeah. on, John. Your breath, the rains, they are the tears from your eyes. Megwitch Keechi Manitou, you see the stars, they speak your name. The rainbow is your promise in the sky. Possibly. Creation shows your face, your mercy to each colored tongue and tribe. Megwitch Keechi Manitou, for the sunlight of your grace, come to us and open up our eyes. Passagui, Passagui, Passagui. Stand and be, stand and be with us, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
So now we head back a few centuries, and next Paul is going to come out and play. Paul is Eric's brother-in-law's brother, brother's brother-in-law, one of those. They can work it out. And Paul is a fabulous trumpet player. He's heading off to San Francisco Conservatory in the fall, and he told me, I said, well, what kind of trumpets did you bring? He said, well, I brought a piccolo trumpet. Ooh, I can't let him leave the village without playing the piccolo trumpet. So we're going to do some Purcell now, all right? So this is the Purcell Sonata for piccolo trumpet, and it would have been orchestra. I almost pulled it off, couldn't find the parts, so you're stuck with the piano.
Thank you.
So moving forward a few hundred years, now we're going to do some Rachmaninoff. So Brianna is coming out, and she's a fabulous violinist, but I'm especially fond of Brianna because she's studying to be a statistician. Yet another cool statistician, which God knows the world needs a few more of. So we're going to do the Rachmaninoff vocalese now. You can see the order of this program has been thought out months in advance. So John's going to come back and sing his song. I'll let him tell you all about it.
Actually, Jonathan told me that the program was kind of short tonight, so I'm going to just preach a short sermon. And where I come from, short is usually somewhere between 40 and 60 minutes. So just batten down the hatches. But actually, before I do that, I'm going to tell you a joke. And that's actually based on a true story. But I have this friend named Jay. And Jay went down to North Carolina. Anybody here from North Carolina tonight? Okay, good. He went down to North Carolina to a church event, and people knew that he was from Minnesota. And so they came up, this guy comes up to him and he says, "Say, I hear you all from Minnesota. I got a joke for you." Okay, so there were these two people. One was named Ole, and one was named Leanne. Now, Jay did just exactly what you did. He kind of laughed and he said, "Wait a minute, I hate to stop you in the middle of your joke, but I think it's Ole and Lena." And the guy says, "You know this one?" I don't think he even ever heard the joke. Well, the same Jay is a songwriter friend of mine, and he has the really remarkable ability, a talent I really admire, to take a Bible story and put it in three verses and a chorus like nobody I really know. His name is Jay Beach. This song is a familiar Bible story about God's love, and so I'm going to sing it. That's just kind of a rare thing for me to do, and I'm going to just forget about that sermon. I'm sure you know this story. All those years of labor, his father's gift of love, he packed up like a bandit, left home on the run. He was always little brother, but he'd show them all this time. And he said that fame and fortune will be mine. Mike Stans always did this. Come on home, come on home. You're my child and I forgive you. Come on home, come on home, come on home. You are always welcome here, so come on home. Second verse. In a far, far country, he threw it all away. No thought about tomorrow, just living for today. When he finally hit the bottom, and he knew he was alone, the only thing to do, go back home. Come on home, come on home. You're my child and I forgive you. Welcome home. Come on home, come on home. You are always welcome here, so come on home. Was he to tell him? How could he explain his reckless self-indulgence, his sorrow and his shame? But his dad came out to meet him, and he simply said, "I know, you're my child and I forgive you. Welcome home. Come on home,
So come on home. You are always welcome here. So come on home.
Thank you.
Well, now it's time for the piece that I know you really came out to hear, which is to hear the galvanized Hallelujah Chorus. Now's that time. So it's going to take them a second to set up. I'm going to go ahead and let them, they're going to steal some stands here. And this is definitely where I felt like we were perhaps tempting the Lord your God to try to do this. And I think you'll find, though, there's at least five places where you'll recognize the Hallelujah Chorus. And if you find yourself singing along, that's okay. You can fill in the parts that, you know, you'll help us keep with the rest of the Hallelujah Chorus. It's probably best if you don't sing along too loudly. These aren't real loud, these galvanized pipes here. And we have expanded ourselves. We have a complete 3-octave set now. We figured we should do some fundraising to pay for these. So we need about $1.17, I think, to pay for the string that we use. I'd like to thank Cindy in the Craft Cave, who restrung some of the bells just right before the concert. However, you never know, some of the strings may give way even as we play, which will just add to the excitement of the experience. There's no reason to stand, and this usually you stand for the Hallelujah Chorus, but you'll be able to see better, I think, if you sit down. And I'm not sure the king would approve in this particular case anyway. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, with music this time, why not? Well, it's sort of hard to follow that, but we have one more piece we're going to do. This is perhaps even closer to tempting the Lord your God, but there were so many fabulous string players who showed up this week, I just said, oh, we have to do, first I thought, well, maybe we'll do a trio. No. Let's do a quartet. Maybe a sextet. Oh, let's just do a Brandenburg Concerto. Why not? So, we are going to do the final movement of Brandenburg Concerto number 4. Final movement of Brandenburg Concerto number 4. Go. Thank you. Thank you all again so much. We'll hope to see you, many of you, here again tomorrow night at 8:30 when Paul is going to do a fabulous, fabulous concert for us. So we'll hope to see you here tomorrow at 8:30. Thank you again for coming. God bless.